This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by the U.S. Capitol CCTV. We see what you did there, and there, and there, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I am your host, Salty Saul, and we're back at it again. Who do we have with us today?
Hey, what's up? This is Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Well, well, well. Timmy, two times having technical difficulties, but you're here, buddy. What's going on? What do you got for us today?
Oh, man. It's just, you know, we do IT for a living, and you think, you know, you spend $3,000 on a studio laptop that should be able to handle everything, and GPUs, everything. This is a waste of $3,000. I'm very upset about it, by the way. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
A lot of money.
You know, Microsoft Surface Pro. You know what I mean?
Hey, you got to get that new Tesla laptop that's going to apparently revolutionize.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Bro, I don't need to spend any more money. Like, I'm trying to get rid of all my debt. You know, you're like, oh, go buy a desktop. No,
I got you.
You're going to be doing the links. Oh, man, it's been a hell of a week. Hell of a week. I wish I had some alcohol because I need it because, man, it just when you think, you know, things can't get any lower, man. Boom, Tucker Carlson comes out with another home run, man. Knocks it out the box. You know, we talked about this last week, how, or maybe 2 weeks ago, how Kevin McCarthy, representative from California, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, said he was going to release the 44,000 hours of January 6th video to Tucker Carlson's team to review, which they did. They honored that. And, you know, it took Tucker's team a couple weeks. And, man. Bombshells after bombshells, man. I feel bad. We all knew something wasn't right about this. We all condone the rioting that happened. You know, the people that were breaking windows. Obviously, that's bad. Everybody, nobody on the right said condemned. That was a justified thing.
You mean condemned?
Yeah, condemned. Yeah. Sorry. You know, everybody was like, dude, that's we do not agree with that. That's bad. Those people need to go to jail. But the Meemaws and everybody else that were wandering around single file, respecting the Capitol, you know, that were let in by police, that all got that entire January 6th narrative got blown to shit on Tuesday night. And boy, oh boy, the meltdown from all the pundits on the right and left after Tucker's video, just after destroying the narrative. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. The unit party is real. Let's just put that to rest. The Uniparty is a real thing. It's all smoke and mirrors when they're in session where they want to be on media arguing about this, and this. No, it's the Uniparty. They all got the same interest, okay? And this January 6th thing was the biggest. They had the biggest bipartisanship on this because this was about stopping MAGA, populism, Donald Trump, the whole movement. This was all about stopping the movement in its tracks, okay? And they knew that they were going to. You know, it just happens to be, let's refresh everybody. When did, you know, all the riot, you know, when the chaos started, it was right before they were about to start challenging the electors on the floor. Yep. Okay. Let's not kid yourself. This is why it happened. This is why it was staged. And this is why it's been all bullshit. Okay.
Conspiracy theorist. All right. Again, yeah. Everybody was saying this was a parking. There was a shit show. It was all fake. It was all planned.
100%.
Oh, no, conspiracy theories are the worst. No, we were right.
Well, think about it. I mean, they said Alex Jones was the one coordinating the whole thing. But meanwhile, they have him on video saying, do not go into the Capitol. Go this way where we have permits. Don't go that way. And they still tried saying it was Alex Jones was coordinating all. But meanwhile, he's on a megaphone saying, go the other way. You know what I mean? We saw a video from that day.
I think Tucker Carlson... Look, even if they didn't time this, I look at this as, again, there are pivotal points in American history, right? Because right now the Democrats are saying this was worst. This is the worst since the Civil War, you know, the worst attack on and
democracy.
Democracy. And you're like, what are you guys talking about? And so Tucker Carlson brings out this, you know, his investigation. You know, his reporters that reviewed all these, they obviously haven't reviewed everything. And according to McCarthy, he's going to release it all, which is good. But let me just say this point.
Yeah.
The reason I I don't know if this is timely, is because again, it came out during the hearings, right? Because they're having hearings this week. And to your point, Tim, the Uniparty is united in condemning Tucker Carlson on this. And Tucker Carlson, all he's doing is showing you the video. He's not, because look, and this is, and I love what he's doing. And obviously, if you haven't seen it, you should watch Tucker Carlson. He's been doing reports every night this week. But the thing is that he's showing you what we were supposed to believe, that this was an insurrection and it was chaos and all this and all that. And then he's showing us hours of video. Like he's saying, this has happened for hours. And you're like, wait, this doesn't fit what the media was selling us.
Thank you.
And not only that, sorry, Jeremy, but not only that, see this guy, what's his name? Chauncey or whatever? Chansley.
Yeah, Jacob Chansley.
Jacob Chansley, the guy who's wearing the horns and all that, you know, they made him to
the
be the symbol of everything, right? Q-Shaman.
Yeah.
They want him to rot in jail for 4 years. And when you, because the picture that they painted and what the judge said about him, right? And you look at it and you're like, he was being guided by the police. Mm-hmm. Around the whole area. I don't know if you've seen this, Jeremy, but this has been everywhere.
You're about to see it,
man. And you know, we sat here and we talked about this, right? And I remember, look, by this point, that was COVID had jaded me with all the, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm never going to believe anything that they said. And we were right. We were right in saying this is a lie. This is made up. They wanted to paint this as bad as they could. Yet every single video that we review paints a different picture. And we're going to show you some of that. But you were going to say, Jeremy, what was your question?
I guess one of the first questions I have is this footage, right? This thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of footage was only released to Tucker Carlson. Is that correct?
Correct. So what happened was McCarthy came out and said, because they asked him, he goes, why Tucker? He goes, good question. He goes, we're not just going to give it just to him. He goes, we gave him the exclusive, just like CNN got the exclusive from the Democrats. He's like, so we gave it to Tucker as the exclusive, but we're going through it right now. And we're going to release it to the public so everybody can see it and make their own determinations of what happened that day. But we just need to scrub a couple things because he goes, CNN, he goes, wait, all the video they were given, they were showing where the speakers get taken to. And he goes, you're compromising security of the Capitol by those videos.
So he's like, we just want to scrub some of these things that people are, you just cannot see.
So right? They want to redact it for sensitive information.
Yeah,
sensitive,
right. Like they don't want to show
processes or whatever.
Yeah.
Do we really, okay. Do we really give a damn at this point?
Actually, I do, because you know what? You know why this make, you know why this actually, I do give a damn. I want to see where AOC decided to leave the Capitol and go to that hideout.
Tell her lies.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So do we care that they want to like protect them and see where they go or whatever? No, just show the whole fucking thing. Who cares?
Right. But there's sensitive things about where they, no, because the speakers go somewhere else. Like they go into a certain exit and into the bunkers.
Who fucking cares?
Hey guys, real quick, hold on. I'm going to pause it. Sorry, Tim. But my, I kind of lost connection too right now. I think it's
Langley's on the other line. Go, they're fucking talking about it again.
Shut up!
I was telling Tim, Jules.
Yeah.
So when we started talking about the whole COVID, remember when Biden came into office, like right as soon as he came into office, mm-hmm. our podcast, our listenership skyrocketed, mm-hmm. and guess where they were listening from? Yeah, take a while. From Virginia. Where all the three letter agencies are there, and so they were listening to us to find mm-hmm. if they found anything. And I'm telling you, like, so this is and I want to pay. Maybe I'll leave this on because this is important to say. See, and to your point, Tim, you know, we sound like conspiracy theorists, but the more that we are learning about this, the more we're realizing that our own government, dude, is listening on citizens. Yeah. On American citizens who are disgruntled with the way that things are going, and mm-hmm. they're suppressing us. They're suppressing our speech. They're calling it hate speech. They're mm-hmm. calling. They're going to try to label it everything that they can, just so that we can't talk about this stuff. But one thing that who was this whistleblower for? Was it Pfizer?
Yeah, the chick,
that girl. She came out and she was talking alongside what's his name, and she said said something very good. James O'Keefe. She said something very poignant and good, and she says. And she references the Bible, and I love that. I love that. We can no longer be ashamed of what we believe in, guys. So she comes out and says, fear is of the devil. Fear is if we're shut down by fear, this is the end of our democracy. And this is why I love what Tucker Carlson is doing. This is why I love everybody that's coming out and saying, condemning the news media for lying, to the American people. And we need to be angry. And this is why I love what McCarthy's going to do.
And that just goes to show you, right? So like this whole January 6th thing that's going on, what are you seeing on TV now? You have all these fucking Hollywood people doing like satanic shit on TV.
Yeah.
That rapper that had, like, people were walking out of his
insane.
Freaking concert because he was like doing satanic rituals and calling demons. But that's okay. They could put that on TV. Nobody censors that. That's okay. But the moment you start mentioning January 6th, all our fucking machines are falling apart.
I mean, dude, right. Fucking Rihanna. I mean, the FCC complaint. I didn't even catch it. And then somebody was posting she basically grabbed her crotch and smelt it.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, who does that? I'm like, good for you. But I'm like, my God. But Jeremy, are you still dropping?
Jeremy's the one that's always good in his connection and everything. All of a sudden, he's dropping. I'm telling you.
Hasn't seen the video.
you know what's interesting, Tim? Jeremy, I keep dropping too. So look, here's the thing. I'm past putting this as coincidental because we've had the same issue on every single one of them that we use. Freaking Zoom. Zoom, they disabled my account. I don't know. And so when it happened, I thought because they said that I wasn't using it properly. But here's what I think it was. It was because we were using it for hours and recording. And I'm like, but I'm paying for it, right? I'm paying for it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe they don't like that I'm using it as a podcast. But I'm like, why do they care?
Why should they even know you're doing that? Why are they even looking at your video?
Then we went to Riverside. Remember, I was paying for Riverside. And then we started having issues with the Riverside. And now here we are on team meeting, whatever it's called, this one's called.
Remote PC.
And it was working for a couple of weeks. And now here we are again, facing technical difficulties. And I don't think it's because we're, we're too small. They don't care. No, dude, I'm telling you,
everybody.
Because it takes one video. It takes one viral clip. It takes one thing.
Right.
To go off. Yeah.
You know, so now let's think about this because I want to play the video because Jeremy hasn't seen it. But now let's think about this. We're supposed to believe the same government that told us JFK was murdered and covered it up, that told us Vietnam was real and there's a lot of bullshit over there. Weapons of mass destruction. Remember that? WMDs in Iraq. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turned out there was none. Right. Like 10 years later, $10 trillion later in war and, Big Brother Patriot Act, all that shit. Then Trumper gets in. We're supposed to believe the P tape. Still waiting for the P tape because at this point, I really want to watch it. Yeah. I really want to see Trump pissing on a girl if it's real. I want to see the PP tape.
The Russia collusion.
Yeah, the Russia collusion. Then we got Ukraine impeachment. Then we get COVID.
Right.
Right. Then we get safe and effective. Okay.
Men or women. Women are men.
Yeah, you beat me to it. We redo science where we say all women, men are women, and men have periods now. Apparently,
seriously,
men can have babies. No, transgender men are women. Okay, let's be real.
Penis.
And what's the other one? Oh, and now we're supposed to believe that paying $4.19 because gas is back over $4.
I saw that this morning. I'm like, God damn it.
Guess Putin's war and everything else. I mean, come on. It's just a series of bullshit at this point, okay? And you know what? It's both sides. And the right lets the left do this. The right has been letting the left draw these narratives all the way out so that they can just keep grifting and moving all of us further to the left to where we finally just go, we didn't, gay people were bad, but now gay people are okay. Oh, okay. You moved this that far, all right? Because that's how it went with conservatives. Now it's, abortion's no good. You know what?
it's okay up until the first trimester and, you know, a couple other things outside of, you know, rape, incest. Oh, okay, first trimester. All right, no big deal. Okay, we can deal with that. Now it's, oh, men or women. No, you're a bigot. You're this, you're that. Oh, shit. Oh, you're a Putin sympathizer because you think the war. Whoa, wait a minute. You're moving me all the way this way. No. I can't do that. You know,
I think there's been a purpose for all that, all this, you know. It's like every time something like this happens, like we were talking, well, not like, because I haven't been here for a minute, but the last time I was on, we were talking about how they distract, right? Mm-hmm. So now we have all these derailments, we have all this going on and this, and everybody's bad and blah, blah, blah. What are they covering up?
Everything.
What are they trying to, you know, all of a sudden now here we have, all of this stuff, you know, all of a sudden we have Biden meeting with fucking whatever that guy, transvestite guys.
Everything that Alex Jones, honestly, people don't like hearing this because he's crazy, you know, whatever, they all portray him to be a certain thing. But almost everything that we're seeing right now is what mm-hmm. Alex Jones has been screaming about for the last 25 years.
It reminds me of, and I've referenced this before, but this is so true and it's so genius. That movie with what's his name? Brad Pitt, the zombie movie. What was it called, Jeremy?
War Z.
Remember that scene where he's talking about how the Israeli intelligence,
the 10th man or whatever.
The 10th man, exactly. So what they would have is like if 9 people, you know, out of 10 people, 9 people agree, one of the persons has to take on the position, complete opposite position, and say, no, this is completely. And that, to me, Alex Jones was the 10th man for a long time, because everybody's looking at him like, bro, you're just crazy. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. But now slowly, again, I still think he's a little freaking, maybe it's his personality, but slowly everything that he's been saying, you know, even down to the frogs is coming to be true. And you're like, wait a minute, this is weird. Now, even maybe he stumbled into this, but we're realizing that, hey, guys, the government that we thought we had, we don't have this anymore. This is to Tim's point, everybody's making this point. Even Tucker Carlson was making this point. There's a unit party that doesn't care about you. They pretend that they're voting for your interest, but what they're doing is they're protecting themselves. And I know, Tim, you have some links that you're going to show us that illustrate this perfectly, because when Tucker Carlson came out with this, they were all unified in condemning him. Tim, did you want to play this?
Let's play clip one.
Yeah.
Hold on, before you play, wait until all the freaking Q stuff is real. I'm telling you,
bro.
I'll be the first one in the row.
Okay. Do you guys see my screen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
What this video is, this is the original video. This is the video that set everybody off. Okay. As we, you know, we talked about the QAnon shaman, you know, Jacob Kinsley, Chansley, you know, about, you know, everybody made him to be the, you know, the face of the insurrection and everything. This is the video that destroys the narrative. Okay. So let's roll tape.
Dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume, who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison,
insane.
Far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down.
Look at that.
Chansley understood that Capitol Police were his allies. Video shows him giving thanks for them in a prayer on the floor of the Senate. Watch.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for paying the inspiration.
We never saw this video. Did you see this?
I think we saw this
contrast
part. This is the part that kept showing.
Of what Jacob Chansley did in the Capitol.
I never saw them praying.
January 6th. The industry.
Okay, so that it ends there. So, Jeremy, you saw this video, right? And now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe so for the listener, because, you know, I mean, like, it's almost like unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's several different cameras looking down hallways and in like atriums or whatever you want to call it, right? Foyers or whatever. Yeah. And never once is he with less than two police officers, and looks like they're talking to him. They're walking with him. So I'm not super sure what exactly it is he's doing. Is he just wandering around?
Yeah, he's just walking around
to get to a particular place.
Jeremy, they were opening the doors for him.
Right. I guess he kind of looked like a kid that was just wandering around lost. And the cop were like, is this your mom? No, is this your mom? No, is this your mom?
Let me put this in perspective because see, the Democrats, the way that they painted it, they painted him as the leader. I don't know if you knew this, Jeremy, but they painted him as the leader, as the face of the insurrection. But you're looking at it as like, if he's the face of the insurrection, what are those police officers there then?
Yeah, and where is everybody that's supposed to be following him he's the leader?
Right.
And wouldn't you think that he would have knocked something over? Wouldn't you think that he would have been burning something, hitting somebody? Yeah. Instead, no, he's in there and praying.
Yeah. And then the media focused on all the ones that were the actors that were the ones who were being dropped off, in my opinion, were
FBI agents.
Who were being dropped off in fucking vans. Did you guys see those videos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Being dropped off right there at the corner of the fucking street and talking about, you go this way, you go that way, and you guys know what we need to do.
They're wearing earpieces.
Yeah. Like, what the? And you're going to blame this guy who's just, okay, great, they're letting me in. Of course I'm going to be fucking wandering around, you know? And then the media, all the cameras were on the ones that were burning and trying to make fucking stupid shit who were planned.
Well, now think about this. I'm a cop. If I'm a cop and I know somebody's breaking the law and he's by himself, nobody's walking with him. They could have just arrested him, or they could have said, hey, you need to leave.
Right.
And escorted him out the door. Right. You know, and said, hey, get out of here, dude. You're not supposed to be here.
Right.
Calm. So, because the guy was calm, he probably would have left. You'd have been like, oh, shit, right. I didn't know that.
Right. All right. So has there been a call to, I guess, call for justice for Jacob? I mean,
so here's the deal.
The prosecutor, this information needs to go to jail.
Nope. Yes. They need to go to jail.
He needs to get an apology at least from everybody that threw him under the bus. He needs to sue he's not going to get out of CNN and everybody else.
So this is the problem. He's not going to get out. So this is the problem. So the last couple days, the last two nights on Tucker, Tucker has had the original lawyer for Jacob on there, right? And he's like, we didn't see any of this, blah, blah, blah. He didn't, he lied to Tucker basically, right? And the new lawyer, Shipwreck. In the way, they can't. Because what happened was when they tried him, they showed the limited stuff that they had to the judge. So they painted the picture to the judge, and that's why she gave him that sentence. Right. Because they told him to take the if you try to go to court, you're going to go to jail for a lot longer. So take the deal. And he waived his rights. So the lawyer screwed him.
They can argue coercion on
But now the new lawyer even said, he goes, it's going to be hard.
He was basically being a waterboard to say, yes, I did it.
The
lawyer that knows what's up is already said, he goes, we have to come up with a interesting way to bring this back in front of the judge. He goes, it's going
to
be tough.
To me, alone, just on the case that the attorney lied on camera about not having it, to me points to that the attorney didn't have his client's best interest, and he basically forced him. Because look, if you're being guided by legal. Bro, you said you got to prove. What do you mean you got to prove? He lied in front of camera. He said he didn't see it, and he did.
His original lawyer said, you know, we didn't have it. And then the new lawyer's like, he's fucking lying.
Look,
but how do you prove it?
If the judge didn't see this, and I don't know if he was in front of a jury, if the jury didn't see it, to me, this is evidence, and everybody was saying this, this is evidence that would be exonerate him because they withheld it. Mm-hmm. The committee, everybody who pursued this guy, And I think what's going to happen to this guy is what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse, which is this. He's going to go through hell right now. He's going through hell, and I'm sorry for him. I really feel bad for this guy. But I think at the end of it, he's going to come out winning. And mm-hmm. and it's going to be so redeeming and so good because he will have the last laugh. Because I'm telling you, man, you sue these motherfuckers to hell.
I hope so.
You need to.
And so you originally had mentioned that these videos were released to CNN exclusively.
No, CNN had the January 6th version of all this. So remember, January 6th said there was only 14,000 hours. McCarthy comes out and goes, they lied. That was
he's talking about the January 6th committee, the Democrat-led committee. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had the videos, Jeremy, and they reviewed and then they chose out what they wanted to release to CNN. Right.
Right. Right.
And then CNN put it together. So it looked like it was a fucking.
Right.
Right.
And his daughter. And it wasn't just putting it together by this was produced by like film, like by producers who make fucking action films.
Yep.
Right.
And then so they released it to everybody.
That entire don't committee forget, Nancy needs to Pelosi's be brought up granddaughter. On charges of treason and hung in the front of the Capitol.
Yeah. I agree. Shoot them all.
I love it.
Uniparty. I hear you. There's a lot of shadiness here. There's a lot of government. There's a big government corruption here. It's another scandal. But again, D.C. protects its own. So if you any case tried in D.C., it's not gonna go the way you want. So something like this would get tried in D.C. It wouldn't go anywhere else. The judges are all in the pockets of the politicians. They all go to the same country club. They all drink the same go on the same yachts and all screw the same little
kids. And, you know what I'm saying? It's true. We might not get anywhere with this, but
you won't.
The what we're getting out of it is that everything is coming out to light.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so much harder for them to whatever next election or future election, that's going to be so much harder for them to get away with the shit that they've gotten away with for the past election, that this is where civil war is coming.
But here's
like,
the thing.
People are going to be like, fuck this shit. You know,
but here's the deal, Jules. Here's the deal. You figured after what we all went through with lockdowns and 2020 and inflation and wars and all this shit for 2 years, you would think we'd have at least the House and Senate. Man, we didn't win.
I'm up to the point right now, Tim, where I believe we won, but these motherfuckers have their claws so deep into our republic.
That's what I'm. That's my point.
They continue to cheat. So don't say we lost. We won. No, we have the American vote. We don't have control over the areas where they're cheating, and that's the truth. They're cheating.
Not debating that.
Yeah, I mean,
but what I'm saying is we lost because of that.
We didn't have
the governorship. We don't have the governorship in Arizona. You have to
understand that we're just now getting these videos the way that we're supposed to.
To me, when you say when you talk like that, Tim. You sound like the people who look at the January 6th video and say, well, you know what? We don't know because it's like, no, dude. They cheated.
I know they cheated because I fucking was part cheated. Of it.
Our ideas right now.
Okay, let me rephrase that. We're at a point after 2022, we don't have the ground that we need. Okay. Yeah. We had the governorship and we had all the major spots in Arizona stolen from us. We had the popular vote for the House of Representatives and only gained 6 seats, which should have been, we should have had a fucking super majority in the House. They somehow threw in a fucking mental patient who again, might be brain dead.
He did not win here. I can speak now. This is why I do these things, because I can speak from a point of experience. All right. Before I spoke ignorant, I volunteered, and I can tell you that it's so easy to cheat in an area, in a precinct where it's dominated by liberals. If it was possible where I was at, I saw so many opportunities for people to cheat. But it takes a citizenry that believes in the rule of law in our republic These mm-hmm. people don't believe in that, dude. We have an attorney general today who he went after this whole thing that with Tucker Carlson, what he released, he goes out and he gives a press conference and he continues to propagate the lie. This is a lie, guys, because remember what they said, that five people died that day.
Yeah.
He said five officers died that day. And it was like, no, bro, you're the attorney general and you're spewing out lies. They didn't die that mm-hmm. day. The one officer died like a couple days later. And then the four other officers killed themselves. And you're like, what are you talking about? They were killed. Mm-hmm. This is the problem. When you have people in such high positions of power who are willing and doing it to lie overtly to the American, and this guy was about to be a freaking Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. It should scare you. And so, again, this is why I say our ideas are popular. Our ideas win. What happens is, to your point, Tim, is we don't have a ground game to take advantage of those loopholes like they do, because we have been sitting around thinking if we just play by the rules, if we just do what, you know, as this, it'll all work out. No, folks, listen to me. There are people who are cheating, who are stuffing ballots. They are not playing fair. And we cannot win elections like this if we just sit back and hope that somebody fixes it for us. It's not going to happen. That's why
No one's saving us.
Tim was saying, you know, because I get it, right? It gets frustrating. And it's like, by this time, we should be like, fuck this. And we should be. It takes time for people to get past these blinds.
6 years, Jules. 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. 2016 till now.
Yes, but
everything they said has been a fucking lie.
Okay, but you have to understand that the regular people who are going to come and see.
They're the problem.
For themselves, because obviously, especially these videos that are now like full on, this is what happened. The media doesn't put that out there. It takes a special person to go out and dig and go through news, whatever, because that's what we have in the TV, right? Whatever they're putting out there.
But people that still have seen these videos are still saying that Tucker is lying. It's like, mm-hmm. dude, he's showing you the fucking video.
Yeah,
here's the evidence.
They're going,
mm-hmm. I can't believe he did that. This is a threat. Like, it's an echo chamber. So there's half the country, less than half, like, let's say almost close to, I don't want to say half, but you know, let's say 30% of this country. You can, like I said 1,000 times, you can show Joe Biden fucking a baby and they'd be like, man,
you know what?
Trump doctored that video.
Let me
you
say something mean? To they wouldn't that believe point. It. Tim, about how there's a percentage of the population who is completely blind and willfully blind and just being led to the slaughter. And I'm going to, oh my God, this is layered and it's, I don't want to deviate from the conversation, but I have an idea here or a theory. See, and I'm not blaming women, but something's happened with the over-feminization of our society. And what I mean by this is that when the society was dominated by men, there was reason over feelings, logic over emotions. It was just that. And I'm not saying that's the way that it should be or whatever. But right now, I think we're overemphasizing on how things make us feel. Right. So that's why people are willing to overlook the fact that, hey, a guy, a woman that has a dick is not female. It's not a woman. But they're willing to, because emotionally in their hearts, it doesn't feel right to come out and tell somebody that's not their identity. And, mm-hmm. and men are just sitting back and allowing this shit to happen. This is why I'm taking the strong stance now going forward. I'm no longer going to give these people any room. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the liars out there, mm-hmm. like the people who are coming out condemning Tucker Carlson, like the Liz Cheney's of the world, the fucking Mitch McConnell's of the world. No. You cannot play this game and think that you're going to get away with this. I'm not going to make an excuse for them. They're lying. They're only unified for their interest. And by us trying to remain reasonable and blah, 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 fuck you. I'm done. I'm done making excuses for these people. They've been lying for a long time. And it's only going to take, and see, this is why we're lucky in the time that we're living in. Again, this might be providential, because if you look at it, this would not have happened if Elon Musk doesn't buy Twitter.
100%.
That's right.
This would not have happened. And so
that's what I was saying to Tim. And, you know, it's taken time for this kind of stuff to kind of come to light. Now, if after, you know, Twitter, now that we have Twitter, is not being as censored as it is, if people then are being stupid, there's always going to be that handful of people who are going to be slaughtered. But yeah. Guess what? They're going to be the first ones in the line. We're going to be all the way in the back. By the time that slaughter happens, we're going to be fully loaded. You know what I mean? It just takes time.
Jules, think about this. Let's even take away the Trump stuff and the Jason.
Because even you, you're like, well, I don't know, getting 16, I don't know if it really happened. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to be convicted and be like, no, fuck that shit. QAnon is real and save the kids.
But here's the deal. Like, just think about this, right? All right, you live in California, right? You live in a nice area. One day you go to sleep, everything's cool. And the next day you wake up, you got 100 tents in front of your house. And you go, shit, I don't want that. That's no good. But then you know what you go and do? You go elect the same fucking people over and over again.
Do they? Like, is this whole cheating that's happening?
I'm convinced it's
cheating.
The same people keep getting selected, okay? So either
Oh, 100%. I think it's all cheating. I think people showed up and fucking voted.
There's also a lot of people that, if you're Democrat, you vote Democrat.
The reason I'm adamant about this, Tim, that even the people who we've thought, like California, that they continue to vote. See, I'm starting to doubt that now, and I'll tell you why. Because you laid out a laundry list of places that where they've lied to us. And you're telling me that our elections are still, should we still trust them? No, dude.
No.
They're lying even about that. So right now I'm taking the stance that we're winning. This year's election was Reagan 84. Every state should have gone red. But what happens is that these liberal cities are dominated by Democrats that guess what they do? You get 110% turnout on your freaking, really? That never happens. No matter how popular the president is, it's never happened in history.
No.
It's happening now in all these multiple, inconveniently. No, lies.
I think we had a fucking red map.
Which is unheard of.
I think we had a red map everywhere. They were prepared for that shit. That they were like, if this fucking thing turns red, we're going to fucking flip the switch and we're going to cheat. Yeah. That's the only way they prepared
before election day. Yeah. They were already prepared before election day.
That's what I'm saying. Today. They were prepared. Yeah, right
this
now.
This is why in Phoenix, in my district, in LD2, the one of the largest Republican areas in Maricopa County, the heat map, right over me. That's where that entire area, that's where all the machine issues were. Nowhere else.
Again, that's not a coincidence. That was planned.
Makes sense. And it just happens on election day. The fucking image is 19 inches instead of 20. Come on, dude. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now people,
you can only do so much before it's like, dude, like you can't even hide it. But the problem is, Tim. They sell it and then everybody's behind and you try to explain it and they go, well, you know, yeah, I can show you a million things, but you know, until a court actually fucking overturns it,
the reason they've been winning is because they've infiltrated. And see, I'm going to message this to conservative parents who want their kids to go to Ivy League schools, to colleges. Don't. It's a waste of money. Don't do it. You will lose your kids. I'm talking to the Heidis and the Jeremys of the world. Don't. Give them vocation. They will do great. It's a lie. We were sold a lie by a system that wanted to indoctrinate kids. And this is how they've been able to create generations of people who believe this. Not to, look, I was, and we're not going to talk male, female, but I was watching a video that podcast, the whatever podcast, and they had the guy asked the girl, the girls right there, the simple question that what's his name from Matt Walsh from Daily Wire was asking people. He asked them this question, five girls, and asked them, what is a woman? Simple question, dude. Like, what is a woman? Give me your definition of woman. You know how they all responded? I don't want to answer because I do not want to exclude somebody from their identity.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are people. This is what's being churned out by college, by people who are being educated by. So we've lost generations of youths. But even then, Tim, these are the people who are now in control. of the systems. They're now going into the three-letter agencies. They're now going into corporate America. They're now implementing feelings over everything, feelings over logic. And this is why we have the chaos.
Right. And now when you say, you know, yeah, we know there's cheating. Like, we know. But all these judges, when it goes to the courts, it gets heard. But then they don't do anything because they're all infiltrated. You know, put it this way. Yep. We can find a needle in a haystack of some dumb fuck that was in the Capitol or on the steps with 1,000 people or 100,000 people that were on the steps. But we can't find who leaked the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court leaker.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's going to get harder and harder for them to keep doing what they're doing because people are now saying,
I don't know. Okay, you see Antifa? What? Antifa, look,
no,
okay.
You can't say I don't know.
The reason why I say I don't know is because look in Georgia, like this is going complete. We're going left, but
look at what
else happened over the weekend. Right, fucking in Georgia, a fucking coordinated attack on a fucking police fucking training facility. Antifa fucking blew this motherfucking shit up. Okay. It was coordinated. None of them were from, I think maybe one was from the state of Georgia, right? There was 23 arrests on, and they got arrested for domestic terrorism, right? Turns out they're all rich white kids. One of them worked for the fucking Southern Poverty Law Center as a lawyer. Before that was a lawyer for like a fucking some court, I think in Texas, some shit like that. So these are the people that are going in and destroying shit. And then the kid got out on $5,000 bail. In Republican Georgia,
yeah.
On domestic terrorism.
Well, because it's Republican, but the Democrats have control of the legal systems of all that shit.
Now, Fulton County,
but the thing is that, see, if you think
DOJ
about it,
DOJ said we're not getting involved.
Even in 2020, what was it? April of when were the Antifa riots happening out in D.C.?
May through July.
Okay, so and this was right in D.C. when they burned the church. Remember that they mm-hmm. This was and again. The attorney general was saying, or CNN was saying, oh my God, we've so many police officers were attacked during January 6th. And it's like, you realize that the riots that happened a year before hurt more police officers. They literally burned the city down. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it didn't happen. This is why I don't buy anything that they're selling. I'm not going to give them an inch. Fuck them. They lied. They lied. They infiltrated the January, protest out there for January 6th, and they created this bigger than what. And even with all that, the people were still fighting. And I have a video, Tim. I don't know if you let me show the video that I posted on our Instagram, because man, I am telling you, when I saw this video, I was like, this is insane, dude, insane. That we are letting this I'm calling it the three-letter agencies, guys, because these guys look like fucking federal agents. Did you see that video, Tim? Did I post it?
I think you're shadow banned. I never see any of the shit you post. Stories, nothing.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm telling you that. Hold on, Jesus Christ. Can't even log into my freaking Instagram.
Do you know how to use a computer?
That is true. There was a video that was posted, and when I went into it, it was just a black screen, and it was
really
It said video.
A lot of people liked it. Why can't I fucking log in?
That shadow ban is not so shadowy anymore.
Man, they even took over Brave, man. Shit.
I know.
You're pulling that up, yeah. While you're playing, we got Jeremy finally here. Play clip number two, okay? So here we... Okay, let me paint the picture now, like, because we got to reel it back. We saw the video of what Tucker Carlson kind of released. He went into more, and plus, he blew up Ray Epps' testimony, by the way. I didn't get that video, but he did blow up Ray Epps, and that's why they're freaking out. So now, the next day, right, after everybody got together and got their talking points, now Chuck Schumer is allowed to go on TV and spew his nonsense. Roll clip number two.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen
what?
How he is perverted and slimed.
USSA.
and from letting them go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
What I want to say about this is that, like, see, these are the Democrats who are calling for censorship of somebody who they don't agree with.
And all, exactly.
Again, all Tucker Carlson is doing it is showing people video and saying, hey, guys, what you guys were sold appears to be a lie, but here's the video. He's not saying what this guy is saying, no, like, oh, he's lying. Where are the videos, Chucky Schumer? Where is the evidence that you can show? And all they can do is, to your point, Tim, is show the outside ruckus that was happening outside, but they won't deep dive into who were those people. In fact, a lot of the people who were on screen, let me show you this video. I was finally able to log in, but let me show you this video from that I posted, dude, because again, this guy looks very suspicious. And when he gets caught, you see him, how he reacts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look how he reacts. Hold on. Okay, so again, this guy, look at him. He's not wearing any MAGA gear. He's hiding his face,
a MAGA guy,
wearing
right?
a hat, uh-huh. has an earpiece on his phone, right? And looks like he's got other tactical gear on him. And he's breaking a window. Look at this video, dude. Weird. Look how he acts when the camera pointed at him.
Because I think that probably be illegal. Well, I know, my glasses. I'm just picking up
drugs. When Powell turns around, the video captures him. Says, "Well, see the suspicious actor. He sees that the camera's pointing at him, so he like quickly puts it down and tries to pretend like he wasn't doing it. Look at him. Well, that's weird. Who did that?" So now somebody, a MAGA guy, comes in and tries to stop him and tell him, hey, don't do that.
Do not go in there.
And look at what he does. He tries to blame him for being the one who broke it. Look at this. Look at what he does. He points at him and then says, you broke that. We're supposed to believe this is a MAGA guy? All these people? Okay. Again,
fuck that shit. This wait, is all wait, fucking. They you, did all this shit.
Wait, so okay. So again, watch that. This is weird, dude. Now multiply that. Who were these people who were bashing the windows? Mm-hmm. And I'm guarantee you, these were people who were planted. To your point,
yes.
Jules, they were brought in 100%. By vans, and they did this, and they were egging the crowd, and they were telling the crowd do this. And majority of the crowd was like, no, well, this is wrong. Like, and then the people who got in were looking around and admiring the Congress, and they were like looking at everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, why the fuck is this open?
And don't
where
forget.
Were the fires? How many fires were started inside?
None.
How many?
Dude, oh my God. Thank every you. Time I watch these videos, I get so fucking angry because it's like, I don't even know. Like, it makes me so angry because it's like, really, guys? Just like the people who were there protesting. Fine. Yes, there were protesters there. There were MAGA people there. They, whatever. Just like those people were recording, these motherfuckers who were doing this shit, they were recording. And then they were the ones who sold all those videos to the fucking news people to make it their own version of what happened. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Remember the first, so right before the riot started in Minnesota, okay, remember in Minnesota where they caught a guy that looked exactly like that, all black, block, Antifa looking, going up to all the stores, breaking windows, and people in the community are like, dude, what are you doing? They chased that kid out of there. He's like, what? I didn't do anything. And they're like, dude, you're breaking windows trying to destroy our neighborhood.
Right.
And then, now, again, amplify that in Minnesota by 500 between Antifa federal agents. I'm starting to believe Antifa is probably federal agents. I'm just going to throw that one out there. More people that are connected. Okay. So they're the ones instigating all this shit, getting the people in the community riled up, and then they go burn shit down. And then they get the media.
That's exactly what they did in January 6th. That's exactly what there's evidence right there.
They repeated.
Yes.
The beginning stages of the George Floyd riots when it was actually peaceful, when they actually had a gripe and it was whatever, and they were peacefully protesting and arguing, and then white agitators
They started going in, fucking breaking windows, and all of a sudden, the chaos started. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know why they do it though, right? Like, and so if we think about what their strategy is, and again,
color revolution.
Look at Merrick Garland, dude. Again, piece of shit. I'm so glad he's not a Supreme Court justice. This guy, dude. But think about what they're doing, right? Because the Democrats want to control the narrative, right? And they want to do it so bad that what they're doing now, and this was all part of that. Is that they're labeling anything that they don't like as a threat to democracy. This is how they all word it. It's a threat to democracy. It's disinformation. Russian.
Yep.
And so then what that allows them to do is it allows them to spy on U.S. citizens. It allows them to, you know, go after them. Freaking, dude. Like, so this is how they work. This is how they're operating. And I want to show you one video before we go to this Mitch McConnell fucking weak ass son of a bitch. I want to show you this video, okay? You know, a lot of the stuff that's happening this week is because of Elon Musk, and so the hearings that are happening this week, the guys who broke the news about the Twitter collusion with, all the big media companies collusion with the Democratic Party and government specifically, Mai Talibi, and I forget the other guy's name. They went in and went to a House hearing that they had labeled as, what was it called? They called it the House weaponization of the federal government. and obviously Republicans control the Congress, and so that they labeled it. And it's so true, because if you list out, they listed out the agencies that were involved, and Matt Taibbi did this when he did his open statement. And he said that these agencies were heavily involved with Twitter, the FBI, DHS, CIA, and the DOD and HHS. All these three-letter agencies were in daily contact with Twitter to censor people who didn't agree with. This is the real collusion. Okay, so again, I want to show you this video because to me, a little bit of these hearings, because to me, this points to the obvious fact that, again, the Democrats wanted to label conservatives, people who oppose them, as extreme members in society, MAGA Republicans, right? Oh, this is supposed to be and we wear it proudly, dude. I keep buying MAGA hats. Fuck them. So, no, dude, I don't care. Let me show you this video. This is Matt Taibbi's introduction to this. This is so worth watching because... And it's, I'm going to let it play, but it's 5 minutes long, but it's so worth listening to what he said, because, and I'm glad that Twitter allowed this guy to break it. This is so worth listening to what he says.
Chairman Jordan, Ranking Member Plaskett, members of the Select Committee, thank you for having me today. My name is Matt Taibbi. I've been a reporter for 30 years and a staunch advocate of the First Amendment. Much of that time was spent at Rolling Stone magazine. Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the I.F. Stone Award for Independent Journalism, and I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. I'm now the editor of the online magazine Racket on the independent platform Substack. I'm here today because of a series of events that began late last year when I received a note from a source online. It read, "Are you interested in doing a deep dive into what censorship and manipulation was going on at Twitter?" A week later, the first of what became known as the Twitter Files reports came out. To say these attracted intense public interest would be an understatement. My computer looked like a Vegas slot machine, as the first tweet about the blockage of the Hunter Biden laptop story registered 143 million impressions and 30 million engagements. But it wasn't until a week after the first report, after Michael Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, and other researchers joined the search of the files, that we started to grasp the significance of this story. The original promise of the internet was that it might democratize the exchange of information globally. A free internet would overwhelm all attempts to control information flow, its very existence a threat to anti-democratic forms of government everywhere. What we found in the files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise and use machine learning and other tools to turn the internet into an instrument of censorship and social control. Unfortunately, our own government appears to be playing a lead role. We saw the first hints in communications between Twitter executives before the 2020 election, when we read things like "flag by DHS" or "please see attached report from FBI for potential misinformation." This would be attached to an Excel spreadsheet with a long list of names whose accounts were often suspended shortly after. Again, Ranking Member Plaskett, I would note that the evidence of Twitter government relationship includes lists of tens of thousands of names on both the left and right. The people affected include Trump supporters, but also left-leaning sites like Consortium and Truthout, the leftist South American channel Telesur, the Yellow Vest Movement. That, in fact, is a key point of the Twitter files, that it's neither a left nor right issue. Following the trail of communications between Twitter and the federal government across tens of thousands of emails led to a series of revelations. Mr. Chairman, we summarized and submitted them to the committee in the form of a new Twitter files thread, which was also released to the public this morning. We learned Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other companies developed a formal system for taking in moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI, the DHS, the HHS, DOD, the Global Engagement Center at State, even the CIA. For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient. Undeniably, the making of such lists is a form of digital McCarthyism. Ordinary Americans are not just being reported to Twitter for deamplification or deplatforming, but to firms like PayPal, digital advertisers like Xandr, and crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe. These companies can and do refuse service to law-abiding people and businesses whose only crime is falling afoul of a distant, faceless, unaccountable, algorithmic judge. As someone who grew up a traditional ACLU liberal, this mechanism for punishment and deprivation without due process is horrifying. Another troubling aspect is the role of the press, which should be the people's last line of defense in such cases. But instead of investigating these groups, journalists partnered with them. If Twitter declined to remove an account right away, government agencies and NGOs would call reporters for the New York Times, Washington Post, and other outlets, who in turn would call Twitter demanding to know why action had not yet been taken. Effectively, news media became an arm of a state-sponsored thought policing system.
Insane.
I'm running out of time, so I'll just sum up and say, it's just not possible to instantly arrive at truth. It is, however, possible, becoming technologically possible to instantly define and enforce a political consensus online, which I believe is what we're looking at. This is a grave threat to people of all political persuasions. The First Amendment, an American population accustomed to the right to speak, is the best defense left against the censorship industrial complex. If the latter can knock over our first and most important constitutional guarantee, these groups will have no serious opponent left anywhere. If there's anything the Twitter files show, it's that we're in danger of losing this most precious right, without which all democratic rights are impossible.
Exactly. Look, I know I play this fast speed just so we can get through it, but I let it play because it's important what he said and what he found.
Did you hear? He committed suicide on the way home. He drove his car into a tree.
I'm shocked that they haven't offed those three of them.
Not just him, bro. And Elon Musk, you know, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised. These guys, they are... they're literally usurping these guys' freaking power that they've had for a long time, you know, because they've been operating, you know, with impunity. And again, he mentioned the three letter agencies, all the ones involved, and basically asking Twitter to remove. This is a violation of the First Amendment. This is seditious, if anything. Like you can't do that. You can't do that, government agents. You cannot suppress speech that you don't like, that you think it's inconvenient for your side. You can't do that. And this is the scary part about it. This is why they had to pink January 6th as bad as they could. And they have the cooperation of the media, of academia, of all these institutions. They're all against us, against the American people. Yeah.
100%. And here's the thing. This is what the left needs to understand. Right now, they're going after conservatives because right now they got the left in line, right? The left is in line. They're in lockstep. They're echo chamber. They're, okay, you know, insert Ukraine flag, you know, the NPC, you know, all the NPC memes. So a lot of the left's in line with that, right? Because they just don't want to be canceled. They want to be left alone. The right is fighting. But if the right loses, the left is not going to have a say in any of this. They're going to get treated just the same when they start going, exactly. This isn't right. Well, you allowed it. You voted for it. You didn't speak up for it. You supported it because it was against conservatives. But don't think you're exempt from this, dude. Like, you're not.
You're next.
You know, and they're actually.
And they will. They're going to fight against it like how we're fighting against it.
Right, but it's too late. It's too late because.
Yeah. Too late. They're just gonna come and fucking burn everything down because that's the way they fight.
It's chess and checkers. We're playing checkers still. They've been playing chess for the last 30 years. And we just, and again, us as citizens, right? And I'm going to say, you know, I wasn't always, you know, really into politics and I followed it, but it was just whatever. All right. The people you elect, you're supposed to do the right thing, right? Because we all have the thing. Like, okay, there's some shadiness, but overall, you have the rights of the people and this, that, and the third, right? But now once you start getting involved and you start looking at it and you start seeing this fucking crazy shit, you're going, fuck, it's both sides, right? But they've been playing checkers. I mean, both sides have been playing chess because this has been very strategic. To pull this off, you have to be. But a lot of the citizens thinking like, oh, I'm behind the Republican. I'm with the man. We all got played. Everybody got played on both sides. And now they're playing us against each other to where we can't even agree if the sky's fucking blue.
If men are women or men are women. Are men.
No, you know what I mean? But like they got people going. The simple fact, I know we got to wrap this up in a minute, yeah. But to the simple fact of we can't even agree on what the simple thing of a man and female, that is now controversial and destroying this country and dividing the country. So, and it's because we heard Schumer, right? And now you have the Senate majority leader, and now you have the Senate cuck minority leader, you know, who just fell down and fucking got a concussion because he's 85 years old. You know
all of a sudden, he's starting to fall down.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Next day, dude, him, Fetterman, and fucking Feinstein are all sitting in fucking hospital together.
Fucking Pelosi. Seriously. This is to your point, Tucker Carlson called these Republicans this. Yeah. He said they're weak men, and weak men are vicious men. And this is what these guys are. They've been in power for so long. Again, term limits. Yeah. It's something that we can all agree on. Fucking, you cannot be 80 some fucking years old still serving. Stop. Just go fucking home.
You gotta be careful because Trump's gonna be 80 next year.
No, but the difference is that these guys have been serving there for a fucking lifetime. Fucking 30, right. 40 years.
I hear you. I don't agree.
Career politicians. That's my thing. Go home. Yeah. Look, if you look at our founding fathers and you look at the age that they were and the brilliance that they had.
Like 22.
Thank you. Please, fuck out of here. Okay, mm-hmm. so let me play this cuck.
Was it a mistake by Speaker McCarthy to give access to Tucker Carlson of this security footage?
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes
this is bought and paid for.
What most of us witnessed firsthand.
Who's behind it?
On January 6th. So that's my reaction to it. It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
Tucker Carlson has already teased another round of videos that are going to be released today. I understand that you're upset with the way that Fox is depicting it, but he's been forecasting this for months, asking for this access to this footage to have a presentation just like this. Was it a mistake for the speaker to hand that?
You guys know I have many faults, but one of them is not answering the question in a way that I don't want to answer it. I've given you the answer. Shall I give you the same answer again?
Fucking useless. Useless.
Fucking idiot.
And here's the deal. Fox did censor Tucker. He hasn't showed any video since. He's interviewed some people, but they told him you can't do it. I mean, maybe not. Tucker won't say it officially, but he hasn't had any video since.
To me, look, this is another.
They threatened Fox.
Which is fine. Here's the thing. If McCarthy releases those 40,000 whatever hours that they said they have, if he releases that, you won't need a Tucker Carlson. The Twitter community will disseminate those and post them, and they'll go viral. And they no longer have control over Twitter, so people are gonna see it. And this is what they're angry about. This is why they're livid. This is why they're gonna try everything. They're gonna throw everything at Twitter, at Elon Musk. And I'm gonna show you here. Again, all this happened in the same week, the hearings that are happening for the Twitter stuff, because it's related. This is related, yeah. Guys. And how the Democrats were asking that Matt Taibbi would release his sources within Twitter, who gave him this information. And then what's his name? The Republican, Jordan? Jim Jordan. And he goes after these guys. Let me show you one more video and then we'll close this out, because we might continue talking about this. This is...
Well, I want to close out. Yeah, when we close out, I want to close out on the last video that I did.
Yeah, let me show you this video from Jim Jordan, where he goes after Stacey Plaskett. And they have a clash because, she wanted him to give up the name of who was his horse. Listen, watch this.
I now recognize the ranking member for her 5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Taibbi, the emails and documents you've produced all date to around 2020. Is that correct?
No, there's a significant portion of them from 2017 and 2018 as well.
Thank you. And Mr. Schellenberger, what dates do you have?
I believe that we had emails including 2022, 2021, 2020.
That's also true.
2019.
And Mr. Taibbi said 2018. Do you have 2018 as well?
I can't remember.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Taibbi, how many employees did Twitter employ in approximately the time period of 2020, 2021? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay, it was 7,500. Do you know how many were in its legal team during that time period?
I don't. I'm sorry.
And do you know how many were in its public policy team?
I don't.
Mr. Schellenberger, do you know how many were employed in content moderation during that time?
I do not know.
Okay. So we're looking at thousands of employees overall, and hundreds in offices were the focus of emails and documents you released. I will ask you, Mr. Schellenberger, how many emails did Mr. Musk give you access to?
I mean, we went through thousands of emails.
Did he give you access to all of the emails for the time period in which?
Yeah, I never had a single request denied. And not only that, but the amount of files that we were given were so voluminous that there was no way that anybody could have gone through them beforehand. And we never found an instance where there was any evidence that anything had been taken out.
Okay, so you would believe that you have probably millions of emails and documents, right? That's correct, would you say?
I think the number's less too high. Yeah.
Okay, 100,000?
It's probably
probably close to 100,000 that both of you are saying. Yet in the Twitter files, Mr. Taibbi, you've produced only 338 of those 100,000 emails. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And then who gave you access to these emails?
Again, she's asking for the source. The source, right?
Yeah.
Which again, you're a reporter, you're not supposed to
you
don't give your sources. And then for her to be asking that, so listen to how this goes.
Who was the individual that gave you permission to access the emails?
Well, the attribution for my story is sources at Twitter, and that's what I'm going to refer to.
Okay. Did Mr. Musk contact you, Mr. Taibbi?
Again, the attribution for my story is sources at Twitter.
Mr. Schellenberger, did Mr. Musk contact you?
Actually, no. I was brought in by my friend Barry Weiss, and so this story, there's been a lot of misinformation.
So Mr. Weiss brought you in. Mr. Taibbi, yeah. Ms. Weiss, thank you. Mr. Taibbi, have you had conversations with Elon Musk?
I have.
Okay. Mr. Taibbi, did Mr. Musk place any conditions on the use of
the gentlelady yield for a second?
As long as my time is not used.
Are you trying to get journalists?
No, I'm not trying to get journalists. No, I'm not. Well, I am asking. Like no, well, if you let me finish. You had conversations with him? You said you weren't going to agree to who your sources were. I'm not asking you your source. I'm asking you if you had conversations with the owner of Twitter. And did Mr. Musk place any conditions on your use of the emails or documents?
No. In fact, I was told explicitly that we were given license to look at present-day Twitter as well as past Twitter.
So you had unfiltered access to Twitter's internal communications and systems?
Yes.
Would those include HR files?
No. We did not have access to personal information of any kind. In fact, we signed a waiver.
So again, she's not pressing to get the truth. She's pressing to find something illegal. Mm-hmm. Right? And then she's asking, well, who was your source so that she could go after,
dumbass.
It's just it's not that they work.
All of a sudden, they're
all concerned.
The source that he's about, all concerned, and the source that they're about to, let go is like, suicide.
It gets more exciting. You should actually watch some of that hearing, man. It got wild up in there, and they were yelling at each other. Oh my god, Matt Gaetz and that same lady were yelling at each other.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, this is what happens when you have populists versus communists,
right?
So what I want to do is, we saw what Tucker had to say. We saw the videos from Tucker. We heard what, our favorite senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, had to say, and our favorite turtle from Kentucky had to say. But in reality, this is what really happened on January 6th.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the U.S. Capitol building.
If you've joined us today for the insurrection, please make sure you pick up a promotional leaflet on the way in. Stay inside the safety cordons at all times. And if you get lost, speak to one of our Capitol police officers. They'll be sure to point you in the right direction. And be sure to set aside a little time today to join us for some insurrection activities, including our photography tour, our fancy dress competition, and have a go on our climbing wall. But don't forget those safety ropes.
Look at that.
He was one of the ones that died that day.
And I've now received the results of our fancy dress competition. The winner today is Jacob Chansley. That's Mr. Jacob Chansley. If you could report to your nearest Capitol police officer, they'll be sure to give you your promise, a guided tour of the building.
Yes. Yes. This was supposed to be like the most dangerous time.
Joining us today, we hope you enjoyed the insurrection. Wherever possible, please try to clean up after yourselves. Don't forget to visit the souvenir shop on the way out, and feel free to join us on the outdoor terrace for Nancy Pelosi's insurrection soiree. Grab yourself a light refreshment and enjoy the music of our very own fancy dress competition winner.
Oh my God!
He's from Arizona. He's out there in Arizona, the capital, right there.
Yeah.
That's I was going to say that looks very familiar.
Yeah. It's the capital downtown.
Yeah, poor guy, man. Four years in prison. This is a travesty.
Ridiculous.
As I was watching, this is freaking hilarious, but it's so true. You know, imagine if it was really Antifa that they had allowed in, all those statues would have been knocked down. The building would have been burned down. Stop.
People, and you know what they would have said? You know what they would have said? It's because they go, it's justified because the Capitol was built in the name of white supremacy.
Oh yeah, exactly. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
White supremacy built it, so it's okay that it gets taken.
Old white men.
Yeah, I mean it is what it is.
Did you see that Elon was like, delete what, this video? And he retweeted that shit?
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Wait, what video? I missed that.
That one.
Oh, really? He trolled.
Yeah. He trolled. He's like, what, delete this video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Love that, man.
Again, I love that he's fighting. That's how we have to do, man. Fucking fight. If somebody has, if we all had balls, not you, Julie.
Yeah, Jules. Jeez.
Hey, you don't know. You know my life.
That's true. All right, guys. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all on the next time. Adios.
Guess I'll go grow some balls.
See ya.
Don't be going into buildings.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.